Checking my thumbs to see if they're green. See if I have a green thumb. I don't. But you know, when we talk about green thumbs, we mean, of course, that somebody's able to grow plants, right? They're really good at gardening or whatever, and making plants grow. And that's certainly not me. I was even given an artificial plant, and it even wilted. But my older sister certainly can grow plants. That seems to be her gift. Whatever seed is put in the ground, it blossoms and grows into a great plant. She certainly has that gift. And that's what it is, isn't it? It's a gift. A gift from God, the ability to make things, help things grow along. But you know what else is also a gift? It's our faith. Our faith in Jesus Christ is a gift. And we may say, well, come on now. I made the decision to follow Jesus. We might even have a date in mind. You know, March 5th, 1995. You know, it was the day I chose to give my life to Christ. That was the day I became a Christian. I decided to give my life to the Lord. But you know, really, in reality, when you think about it, if when you say those words, you know, I'm a Christian, I've dedicated my life to the Lord, we already have the gift of the Holy Spirit inside of us. We already have faith in order to make that statement. In fact, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, the last part of verse 3 says this. It says, no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. You see, the Holy Spirit living inside of us, that gift of faith that God has given to us, it is that we can make our confession and have faith in Jesus. And I would venture to guess that probably all of us here this morning have faith. We have faith that Jesus Christ is our Savior. We know that Jesus went to the cross and paid the price for my sin. And so now I'm brought back because sin had separated us from God. Jesus' death and resurrection has brought us back into a loving relationship with God. And we know that He has forgiven all of our sin. And we know that He's promised to give us the gift of everlasting life. When we pass this temporal life, we will have the gift of everlasting life. And I would venture to guess that all of us here this morning know that. We have that faith. We have faith in Jesus, our Savior. Well, we often don't thank Him for that faith, do we? It's been a long time since I've thanked God for my faith. And so I want to do that. I invite you to do it this morning. Just repeat after me. Thank you, God. Thank you for the gift of my faith, for the gift of my faith, because it truly is a gift from God. And all of us here, I would say, has that gift of faith. But here's a big question. Are you a passionate follower of Jesus? Are you a passionate follower of our risen Savior, Jesus Christ? Because there's a little difference, isn't there? And so over the last several weeks, as we've been going through this series on part of our strategy in our vision frame, we're looking at four aspects of a passionate follower of our risen Savior, our passionate follower of Jesus. Several weeks ago, we said that a passionate follower of Jesus connects with God, first of all, with God our Father, connects with Jesus our Lord and Savior, but then connects with other people as well. We have a connection with other believers. And then a couple of weeks ago, we said too that a passionate follower of Jesus answers God's call to serve, answers the call. It's not one of these have to type things, but we feel the calling from God, that something in our heart nudges at us or something is placed there. God, His Holy Spirit, places something that we want to do then. And it doesn't have to be in the church. Maybe God is calling us to help out at the food pantry. Maybe God is calling us to do such a simple task as to give a ride to a neighbor who has to go to the doctor. Whatever it is that the Lord calls us to do, we respond to him joyfully, that we want to do it. We want to answer that call that God has placed to us. It's not a have-to type thing. The answering God's call is not a, okay, well, you know, they need one more Sunday school teacher there at church, and that's really not my gift. In fact, I don't even like to do it, but nobody else is going to do it, so put me down. You know, I'll struggle through it. I'll make it through. That's not what the passionate follower of Jesus. The passionate follower of Jesus sees the calling that God has called and says, joyful heart, yes, I will do what God wants me to do. And then we saw last week, Pastor Ron and Joel, how worship, such a vital part of being a passionate follower of Christ, not just on Sunday mornings when we gather for corporate worship, but even during the week, we worship our God as he pours out his grace and mercy to us on a daily basis. We respond back to God, yes, on Mondays, on Tuesdays, on Wednesdays, all throughout the week too. We respond back to him with our worship. And so a passionate follower of Jesus worships the Lord, not just on Sunday morning, but on a daily basis. And then today we want to see how that fourth aspect of a passionate follower of Jesus develops, specifically develops in their faith, develops our faith, how we grow in our faith, how we, like that parable in Matthew chapter 4, our gospel reading, how we can go from a little tiny mustard seed, how we can go into a big, huge plant for the Lord, how he can instill in us that growth that we want to develop in our faith. Well, the first thing we want to realize is that Christianity is all about relationships. It's about a relationship with God our Father and Jesus Christ our Savior. You see, Christianity is not about church attendance. Christianity is not about doing good. Christianity is not about doing enough good works to outweigh the bad stuff that we do in our life so then we'll earn our way to heaven. That's not what Christianity is. Christianity is all about relationships. Our relationship with God our Father, with Jesus Christ. As we grow closer to him, we get in a more intimate relationship with him. Oh yes, and as we do, then of course we'll want to be in worship. Then we will want to do good in our life because we serve God by serving others. And so the good will flow out of our life. But we do good works not to earn our salvation. We do good works because we have salvation in Christ, because he's given us that gift. And so it flows out of us to do good things because of what Jesus has done for us. So we want to serve and do good to others. So that's the first thing we want to realize, is that Christianity is all about relationships. And let's look then at how those early Christians, how the early disciples of Jesus, how they developed their faith. And as we look at Acts chapter 2, verse 42, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. The first three words there, they devoted themselves. Yes, we know our faith is a gift from God, given to us, but then we want to use it. We want to devote ourselves. Devote ourselves. Use that faith. Don't sit idle in our faith. But we want to use that faith to do good. And we want to devote ourselves to what? Devote ourselves to what? To the apostles' teaching, it says. To the teaching of the apostles. And what is that? The apostles' teaching. It's the Word of God. In the Bible, that's where we find the teachings of the apostles. It's in God's inspired word. That's what we want to devote ourselves to being in God's word, as they were, the early Christians were. They want to be in God's word, and that's what we want to do as well. You see, Jesus, this Acts chapter 2 takes place after Jesus had ascended into heaven. And then 10 days later on Pentecost, he gives out the pouring of the Holy Spirit. but he also gives them the gift. We have the gift of the Holy Scriptures. We have the gift of the Bible. And so to be a passionate follower of Jesus, we want to be in his word. We want to be in God's word. And then it says we want to be in fellowship. And that's what we're doing here. Part of worship is fellowship. We're in fellowship with God, of course. But we're in fellowship with one another as well. We're in fellowship as we eat our donuts and drink our coffee and look at the kids' projects. We talk and have fellowship with one another. We're in fellowship as we meet together for Bible studies. We're in fellowship as we meet together to put books together for blind people. We're in fellowship as we, as you sew quilts. Whatever it is that we do, we can have fellowship with one another. And how important that is. It was so important to the early Christians and so important to us as we develop our faith to be in fellowship with God and to be in fellowship with one another. And then it says they were in fellowship and they were in the breaking of bread. And we know what that means, don't we? Breaking of bread is what we're going to celebrate in just a few moments, Holy Communion. As Jesus gives us his very body and blood in, with, and under that bread and that wine, he gives us his very body and blood. Why? Yes, to tell us personally that your sin has been forgiven. To come to you as an individual and says, you are forgiven. But he also comes to you as an individual and says, here is my body and blood to strengthen your faith. And so we receive that body and blood of Christ and our faith gets strengthened. We receive him into our mouths and he gives us strength to go and live our lives of faith. And he provides us that strength. And then it says too, the breaking of bread, we use the sacraments and then prayer. And how important prayer is. To be in communication, to be in prayer with God. I can still remember my confirmation pastor taught me that prayer is simply this. He says it's a heart-to-heart talk with God. Simple, but yet true, isn't it? We can have a heart-to-heart talk with the Almighty God himself. God who created this vast universe says, call me Dad. Come to me. Come to me and have communication. I'm there for you. So we can use prayer to develop our faith. We use prayer to strengthen our faith, to be in a relationship with God. We want to talk to him. We want to pray to him. And so we look and see that, yes, to develop our faith, we certainly want to devote ourselves, use our faith. We want to have fellowship with God and with one another. We want to use the sacraments as we strengthen our faith. And we want to use prayer. How often? How often should we get together? How often should we do these things? Well, it's answered for us in verse 46 of Acts chapter 2. It says, every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts on a daily basis. And we as Lutherans, we don't hold worship service every day, but yet we know we can worship God every day. We know that we can be in his word each and every day. We know that we can be in fellowship with him and with one another on a daily basis. We know that certainly we can pray to him at any time, any day and night. He's always there for us to hear and answer our prayers. And so we want to, on a daily basis, do these things that help us to be passionate followers of our risen Savior, Jesus Christ, because we want to grow in our relationship with him. And that's how we grow in our relationship, isn't it? We spend time with another individual. You spend time with your spouse or your kids, your grandkids, or friends. You grow closer to them. You get more intimate in your relationship as you spend time with people. You know, one of the things I liked about the seminary is not only the great teaching of the professors and learning, but it was getting to be friends with so many people. And there was especially one individual, we just became best friends right away. We had all our classes together, and we could talk about anything. We spent hours just talking about things. And then, you know, every day after class, we'd play a game or two of ping pong, where I would win. Okay, it's important to get that in. Okay. But then call day came, and I was sent to California, and he was sent to Nebraska, and pretty soon, you know, we would talk maybe once a week, but then it got to be longer periods of time, and now I gotta say it's been probably 6 months, maybe a year, since I've talked to him. And I'm sure there's people in your life, too, that you were once real close to, but now maybe move or over time, you're just not as close anymore. But we don't want that to happen with our Savior. We want to be connected to Him on a daily basis. That's how we develop. That's how we grow in our Christian faith, is on a daily basis, to be in fellowship with Him, to be in communion, in fellowship with Jesus Christ, our personal Lord and Savior. Amen. Shall we rise and we pray together? Oh, good and gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for all the blessings you provide for us. We thank you for that gift of faith. Lord, help us to grow in our faith, grow in our relationship with you as our Lord and Savior. That's my prayer for each and every one of us here today. In Jesus' name, amen.